Today, a look at efforts to foster sustainable development in the rainforest. But first, our final report on the oil industry in Ecuador's Amazon. There, government officials, industrialists, and Indian activists are staking out turf in a battle over the future of the jungle. Producers Sandy Tolan and Nancy Postero bring us the story of two Quechua Indian towns with radically different philosophies toward oil development. At the center of the dispute is an Arco oil rig in the jungle.
Through the window of the helicopter, you see nothing but jungle stretching out to the curve of the earth, dense green crisscrossed by rivers of brown, the lifeblood of the Amazon. And then straight below, a cut in the jungle. A steel tower rises from its center. A drill bit bores miles into the earth in search of another kind of lifeblood. This is an oil drilling operation, miles from the nearest road. The drilling rigs, the bulldozers, the trailers, and miles of pipe have been hauled in by helicopter. The camp lies between two Quechua Indian villages with opposing philosophies about oil development. To the north, there's Moritacocha, a village of evangelized Christians who want the benefits of oil development. To the south lies Sarayaco, whose residents fear that oil development will ruin their way of life. A few months back, the villagers of Sarayaco seized the Arco helipad, erected cane huts, and planted crops. Now, there are soldiers with machine guns guarding the Arco rig. Arena Montalba stands in her open-air kitchen in Sarayaco, the town just south of the Arco rig. She stirs chicha, a sweet brew of fermented manioc root. Arena and her neighbors say they've heard what happened when oil companies moved into other Indian villages. Spills poisoned the rivers, roads were built, settlers streamed in and took over the lands.
We'd have to be crazy to let the company come in and turn the land into a desert, like those foreign ones, all the dust and dirt with no trees or anything. They have all the money, millions, so much they could fill this house with it. But money will never last. The land, that's our riches.
Aquí tenemos la tierra, es de nuestros riquezas.
Arena and her neighbors worry Arco will expand its operation toward their village. 2 years ago, the Indians of Sarayaco detained a government delegation for 5 days, refusing to let them leave until they signed an agreement granting the village power over how oil development would be carried out on their lands. Later, the government said the agreement was invalid. Now, with troops stationed nearby, tensions are higher than ever. Arena's neighbor, Raul Enrique.
Nosotros vamos a defender hasta con las últimas consecuencias.
We will fight to the ultimate consequences.
Tampoco tenemos miedo porque es nuestro.
We are not afraid. This is our land.
Just north of the Arco rig, a lanky American in a hard hat and rubber boots emerges from a helicopter into the flattening heat of Moritacocha, the village that welcomes oil development. Douglas McMeekin is the environmental and Indian affairs consultant for Arco. Tucked under his arm is a volleyball net, a gift for the Indians.
This is a traditional way of doing things. When I go to visit them, even though they know me, I still take things, fish hooks, fish line, a pocket knife, a simple little pocket knife. It's a matter of this exchange between friends.
McMeekin brings a compelling promise of development to a poor, isolated community. School books, plans to rebuild the airstrip, money for a new church. It is a message well received by leaders like Quechua Indian Orlando Santi, whose outlook has been influenced by whites since the arrival of missionaries a generation ago.
Everything is changing, and that's good. We're very happy they're drilling here. We want to change. We want our children to be able to go to school. We want to go forward like the white people and change our old customs. We are rejecting our past.
Nosotros estamos rechazando nuestro pasado anterior.
Orlando and the Moritacocha villagers have been rewarded for their cooperation. The government recently gave them title to 80,000 acres. But the Indians of Sarayaco, who've practiced the politics of confrontation, still wait for title to their land. In the capital, Quito, the president's chief of staff, Gonzalo Ortiz, says the government can't let Amazon dissidents interfere with its responsibility to pay a huge foreign debt and to provide for all Ecuadorians.
The Constitution of Ecuador says that the resources under the ground belongs to the state. We have to recognize reality. We are going to produce oil from the oil fields in the jungle. It's a part of the price that Ecuador has to pay and the Amazon jungle has to pay to the development of Ecuador.
But some Indians question who will ultimately benefit from oil production in Ecuador. Cristobal Tapuy is a longtime Indian activist from the Amazon.
El pueblo ecuatoriano supuestamente se beneficia.
They say they just want the Ecuadorian people to benefit from the petroleum. But in the practice, it's not that way. These companies have to talk to us. We are the ones who are affected. We, who live in the jungle. We're not against oil exploration and production, but they have to do it rationally, not the way they are doing it now, looking only at today.
The stationing of troops at key posts in the Amazon demonstrates that the government of Ecuador is not willing to give up its right to control the resources under Amazon Indian lands. Now, some Indian groups in Ecuador say a conciliatory approach and formal talks with the government and oil companies might prove more successful than political confrontation. And Douglas McMeekin, ARCO's consultant, says the Indians who benefit will be the ones who go along with development.
Oil development is going to go forward in this country. And if factions oppose this, the government will send in 100 troops. They'll send in whatever they need to. No special interest groups are going to stop the development of what is considered vital for the national interest. But to enforce that, I'm afraid, is going to take some confrontation.
Nosotros estamos capaces de hacer el levantamiento del indio.
We're capable of carrying out an Indian uprising.
Back at Sarayaco, a young Quechua woman, Narcisa Hualenga, walks down a wooded path into the forest. Last night, the oldest tree in the village went down. It just fell over.
When a tree like this falls, it is a great pain for us. It's a sign that our plans could fail. It shows that we are weak. We have fallen a little. Maybe they will win and we'll be left with only our dreams. But maybe seeing this will make us stronger. We have to be stronger, braver.
Viendo estas cosas podemos poner más fuerte, ¿no? Y más valor.
Not long ago, ARCO struck oil at the heavily guarded rig between Sarayaco and Morococha. Now the company is drilling at another site nearby. If they find enough producing wells, a road and pipeline will be built to pump the oil out of the jungle. With Nancy Postero, this is Sandy Tolan reporting.